This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello.
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You're making popcorn?
Uh-huh.
I only eat popcorn when I read fic.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a fan vid.
Really? What?
Just some scary movie.
You like shipping scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite ship in a scary movie?
I don't know.
Well, you have to have a favorite.
Halloween. You know where there's that hot guy with the face mask who's like obsessed with his maybe sister? What's yours?
Guess.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is that the one where the guy gets into their dreams and kisses them?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger.
Freddy, yeah, that's right. I liked that ship. It was sexy.
The first one was, but the rest were hard to ship.
So, you got an OTP?
Well, hi. You want to hear about it?
Maybe. Do you have an OTP?
No.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
Because I want to know who I'm shipping.
What did you say?
I said I want to know who I'm talking to.
That's not what you said.
What do you think I said?
I have to go now.
Wait. I thought we were going to ship some people.
Nah, I don't think so.
Don't you hang up on me!
Gotta go!
Don't!
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Bravo!
Bravissimo! I gotta say, the environment was like really well filled out as well.
Yeah, no, it's, yes. I was closing my eyes, I could picture myself, I guess, on the phone.
Yeah, I can see you holding a phone instead of a microphone.
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
Yeah. Where you hold one like next to your head. Yeah. One in front
Wow.
Of.
How,
yeah. We could be doing this like we're on the telephone.
I don't know.
It's
we'll
not going
to
come in.
Later
no,
it
sounds,
sound
it's going
to
sound bad. I'm
it
telling you right
bad.
Now. It sounds bad. That
was not playing around Kelly voice.
Yeah, I'm just going to smack this bit right out of the air and tell you it sounds like fucking shit. Don't create more work for me, asshole.
Oh, goddamn.
JK, you can do it. You can hold it however you want.
We're doing more Scream Ships.
More Scream Ships, and Ooh. We're going back to the original trilogy.
All the way to Woodsboro High.
Oh, Woodsboro school. High, they wanted to film it at Santa Rosa High School, but Santa Rosa High School was like, they said okay, and they like did a couple days of like figuring out where they were going to shoot shit. And then they figured out, or the Santa Rosa High School figured out what the movie was about and was like, oh, wait, fuck no.
Wait,
and so,
really?
So they weren't able to film at the high school. And that's why there's a credit at the end of Scream, like absolutely no thanks to the Santa Rosa School District.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Amazing.
Isn't that awesome?
Like,
that
is awesome. What fucking dweebs where they're like, you total can't dweebs. Shoot there. Like, come on. Why?
Because people get stabbed in the school.
Yeah, but Sunnydale High, Torrance High, let them shoot there.
Sure.
People like that shit. They're just squares.
Yeah,
squares.
Total
squares.
Okay.
Real round peg, this one. You know what I'm saying? Or is it square peg? Is that the
square
insult?
Square peg, round hole.
Oh, okay.
Just as last week, this will have no spoilers for Scream 6. We have not seen it.
No.
Because it's still that day.
Because it's still the day of the last time we told you what day it was.
Yeah. We sat down to record these.
We're not like, I just want people to know that I'm like personally not like sleeping on Scream 6.
Yeah.
I don't know. It has been in theaters for 18 hours. And you have seen it zero times.
I was watching Scream.
Your girl Kirby's in it.
Yeah. All right. I'll go. I'll see you guys.
Okay, I'll go. So we got Scream 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Where do we want to start here? I also have like pulled aside separately the cold open kills, but we don't necessarily need to do them separately.
Okay.
So where would you like to start? Do we want to go Scream 3, 2, 1 so that we can end with the classics?
I like that.
And I pulled out all of like the repeat characters. So okay. Like, you know.
Love it.
Okay, so Scream 3... We got Detective Mark Kincaid, Patrick Dempsey's character, Roman Bridger, who's the director of Stab 3, Sydney's half-sister and half-brother, and the killer. Angelina Tyler, who's Emily Mortimer's character. She's the actress who's playing Sid in Stab 3. She's also in like the original version, the co-killer, but that's not actually in the movie. And then Jennifer Jolie, who's Parker Posey's character. She's the actress playing Gail in Stab 3. Then there's a handful of like I have like extended characters too because there's a lot of them in Scream 3, including Jay and Silent Bob.
Well, they're hetero life mates.
That's a good point. Ship Jay and Silent Bob with Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
I would never foist them upon people.
No, that's rude. You could maybe like foist them upon like another irredeemable pair like that. Like Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
Sure. Done.
Okay, great.
I can see that in like some sort of Wacky Racers scenario where the two duos are like against each other trying to travel to like, I don't know, get the fucking, like, the fast food or the pot or whatever those fucking basic ass script would be about. Yeah.
Harold and Kumar are there.
Yeah.
Cheech and Chong.
The dude, where's my car, guys.
Actually, I would love fucking
that would
early 2000s stoner comedy Wacky Racers.
That would be pretty fun.
So any ships in like that core cast there?
I kind of like, because they're both so ambitious and their fate is riding on this movie together, I kind of ship actress Sid and actress Gail together.
Okay.
So that would be
Emily Mortimer and
Emily Mortimer and Parker Posey.
I love Parker Posey.
Me too. Like,
oh, she's great.
In anything. I just love her.
She's national treasure.
Mm-hmm. Do we ship them together? Because like the Stab franchise at this point is like a cursed thing, right? They're replacing the actors that had been playing those roles previously because everyone's like too scared to get stabbed.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're like putting their lives on the line.
Yes, but they're also for ambition, not for anything noble.
Right.
They just want to be famous.
When opportunity calls, you pick up and tell them what your favorite scary movie is.
Yeah, you do.
Great point.
So now in the plot of Scream 3, are people dying on the sets of the Stab movies? Or what is the curse of the Stab franchise?
Yes, people are getting killed on the set of, because all the action takes place like at the studio.
Uh-huh.
So that's where people are being killed.
Gotcha. Oh, so
but they're not being killed until Scream 3.
Right.
Okay, so the
previous person who played Gale before wasn't killed. This production for Stab 6 or whatever it is where the murders start to happen at the Stab movies.
Right, and so I think these actors have come on to replace the higher voltage actors that left because people started getting killed on set.
Oh,
it's been
a while
since I've seen Scream 3, so that's my recollection of the movie. But.
Same. I
thought it was just that the series had gone downhill and they no longer could attract that.
Oh, that's a good point too. Maybe it's that. But yeah, so I mean, that almost if there's like that added level of desperation, not only might I get stabbed, but the movies are getting worse. it makes sense to like lump them together. There's also the as long as we're talking about the actress characters, there's Jenny McCarthy's character, Sarah Darling. She's playing Cece, or like the Cece analog.
Yeah.
Cece being the character that Sarah Michelle Gellar plays in Scream 2.
Yes.
And she's got that great death scene, Kyle.
That is, I think, one of the few, Scream 3 is better than I think most people remember it. But that is like the very exciting scene where she is being chased through the costume department that are filled with dozens and dozens of ghost face masks. And every corner she turns, he like pops out from behind her and stuff.
Sounds
like that.
Kelly's sex dreams.
Get me in there. Okay. I'm looking it up right now. So basically, Ghostface kills Stab 3 actress Sarah Darling, causing production of Stab 3 to be halted. The remaining Stab 3 cast, along with Dewey and Gale, gather at the home of Jennifer Jolie.
And that's where the showdown at the end happens, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So that means, so Jenny McCarthy's character is the first murder on set.
Okay. So then, yeah, I guess Ryan's read of it was right, think, that people are just...
Like, people of Tori Spelling's caliber are no longer interested in doing these movies.
But Emily Mortimer's character is...
Yes.
Yeah, because she's the new set.
She's hustling. And I guess I have like a soft spot, and maybe it's just because of like publicity teams have sold me on it. Like the whole onset romance thing, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I think that's like romantic. Like you're away from the world.
Sure, it's like a vacation.
It's like a vacation romance. And then, but it's like a vacation romance, but at the end of your vacation, there's a big party to celebrate the vacation.
Yeah.
That could be like,
yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's nice.
You go on other vacations with other people and you have to deal with that.
Sure. I think that's a good ship. I want to get to Roman because I feel like he's tough.
Yeah.
He's the director of Stab 3.
Mm-hmm.
He's been plotting his whole life to kill Sid.
Yeah, I think his whole life.
Yeah, because his mom, because Maureen Prescott put him up for adoption.
Right. Mm-hmm. And kept Sid. And he's gone through this whole, like, is he making these movies to get close to Sid? And he must be, right?
Now, is Roman the director of just Scream 3?
Or Stab 3.
Stab 3? Or was he, because he is sort of the lower tier with the actors, right? He got brought on to do this one that kind of nobody's asking for.
Yeah, it's a good question how he got himself in that position, because he's the son of Lance Henriksen's character, who's like a big time producer.
Okay.
So it's unclear if
is it unclear, or do they say that he was able to blackmail the producer into giving him the job because
he was
a secret baby.
Good point.
Or maybe that's just headcanon I've had since I saw the movie.
That's good headcanon if it's not real.
But I think it's something, because he is very, again, we talk about ambitious, like he's definitely takes advantage of what he can to get what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this like long term revenge plot, the like kind of Monte Cristo-ing of it.
Yes.
That like makes him, even though I don't think in the movie he's like that interesting of a character, I think he's more conceptually interesting.
I think I might have found someone for him.
Okay.
It's a long shot. But maybe Roman belongs with Adam, who is Justin Theroux's character from Mulholland Drive.
Okay.
Oh my God.
The cuckolded director who's cuckolded director who's leading lady cheats on him, and he kind of loses his mind over it, and then ends up finding Naomi Watts, and then scary David Lynch shit takes place. And my instinct is to just put them together because, like, they'll do anything for the job.
Yeah.
Right. They're, like, they need it so bad. And, you know, home life is not going to be great for them if they properly couple. But they're both going to be working, like, 15, 16 hours a day. They'll hardly ever see each other.
Yeah.
But does he get his, like, revenge that way? I guess, we don't want him. We don't want Roman to succeed.
No. Mm-hmm.
No, we're big Sidney Prescott stands in this house, my man. No, we want none of them to succeed.
Sure. So we want him to have like a successful film career and be like, fuck it, who cares? My best revenge is a life well lived.
Yeah. He's like, honestly, I'm just going to keep killing it.
Yeah.
And take honestly, that, Maureen. Rather than I like killing him them. As like a, like, I don't know what the right word is. It's not antagonist in Sydney's life, but like he develops a relationship with Sydney so that he can get dirt on all of these like shenanigans so he can put them in the movies.
Yeah.
So he kind of like, hey, sis, what's going on? But really he's like pumping her for information and getting details so
that's
that he
so
can
skeezy.
Make
it. Oh,
yeah.
That's...
But I'd rather skeezy.
Than murdering?
Than murdering.
And then you know what he ends up doing? So Stab 3 falls apart. He abandons his plan, but it's revealed that he's the half-sibling of Sidney Prescott. So he's like getting her for information. And what ends up happening is with Adam, they both kind of, they're out of work for a little while. They're cooking something up. And together, they create the MTV series Stab.
There
yes,
we go.
And they make like the hack sort of watered down version of the thing
there
everybody loves.
Yeah, there we go.
But they get like 5 seasons and they're happy to do the work that they
That's
do.
Great.
Yeah, maybe they do it on the CW because that you only need like 400,000 viewers.
Patrick and I do a podcast about it.
That's right. 4 seasons of that show.
We did a lot. a lot to talk about.
That's good. What about Mark Kincaid, Patrick Dempsey?
I mean, we said last week that we like him fine with Sid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we like him off screen.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him. I like him when she's like talking about how he's at home.
Yeah, how he's with the kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Left Mark and the kids at home.
Mark and the kids. I mean, here's the thing about him in this movie. And now that we know he's a stand-up guy, but like we don't know he's a stand-up guy for most of the movie.
No, that's true.
So it's hard to like ship him with anyone because he's sketchy. You think he might be a murderer.
Mm-hmm. But actually any boyfriend can be the murderer. You can have bad boyfriend be the murderer. You can have great boyfriend be the murderer. Oh, it's tricky.
It is tricky. In the screen world, I mean, they say it explicitly. Watch out for those love interests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember that episode of BoJack Horseman where he goes to New Mexico and they do that, Kyle and the kids?
Yeah.
I was thinking of that with Mark and the kids. So what's the name of that deer that BoJack has a crush on?
The girl?
The wild.
The adult woman.
Oh.
Not the little girl that he does almost hook up with.
It's her mother, right?
It's
Her mother.
What is it? Olivia Wilde plays her.
Right. And she has a turquoise shop in New Mexico. But I wonder if she would be a good fit for Mark. Someone just
Charlotte
back at,
Carson.
Charlotte.
Penny's mom.
Yeah, that's right. Anything, because then he would be, I feel like Mark would put up a better fight against BoJack to get BoJack the fuck out of their life right away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kyle doesn't do shit.
No, Kyle's a weak man.
Kyle's a weak man.
So what's the deal with Charlotte? Charlotte is a deer who is romantically entangled with BoJack, who is like a
sort
gross,
of
scary
never
person.
Was. I never like, was. Yeah.
She was his friend's girlfriend for a while, but really she was just kind of a beard.
Gotcha.
And then she moved off somewhere outside of LA. And so he has this fantasy of like, what if I had gone with her? What kind of life would we have had together? So he carries this Torch is kind of stronger, but he carries this idea of a life, an alternate life he could have lived with Charlotte.
Right, because yeah, ultimately it's not about how he feels about her. It's about another...
No, it's barely about her as a person.
No, yeah. It's about how he felt when he was young.
Yeah.
And trying to recapture that.
Yeah. Well, and also that he recognizes all of the toxicity and he labels it as, what if I left L.A., that would get rid of the toxicity.
Yeah, but really, L.A. is toxic.
No, BoJack is toxic.
Right, because he gets Tucson or wherever and immediately starts lusting for the minor in the room.
Yes.
Fucking gross.
Because she looks like...
Yeah, no, he's gross.
Yeah.
BoJack
yeah,
is not a good guy.
That's the point of the show.
I understand that. But so we need to get Kevin in there to protect them.
To be like,
Mark.
Mark. To be like, this guy needs to go now.
Yeah, he would send him home.
He would be like, get the fuck out of here. I will beat the shit out of you if you stay here.
But on the reverse, if Charlotte said, you know what? I need to go to LA. I need to like go... I'll see BoJack while I'm there. I'm going to go have this experience. Mark would be like, I trust you.
Yeah, exactly. Because he trusts Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's there we go. Charlotte.
Yeah. Charlotte. Okay.
I think that's it for the characters in Scream 3. Those that we didn't mention are Tom Prince, who's the actor playing Dewey, Tyson Fox, who's the actor playing the Randy analog, and John Milton, the Lance Hendrickson producer character. But I don't think any of them are.
You know who we never shipped from Scream 5?
Who did we never ship from Scream 5?
That like freak that gets killed by the car.
What is up with the freak who gets killed by the
Why
car?
Why does he get killed?
Beef.
He
plays Beaver on Veronica Mars.
His name is Cassidy.
Beef.
But he was so funny and good in Scream 5. I was laughing every time I saw him.
No, he was great.
But why does he get killed?
Yeah,
Dewey confronts
him. Dewey stands up to him.
Yeah. But Dewey's fucking drunk and old, so he just beats the shit out of him.
Dewey's at the, you know, they're at the bar playing pool. Dewey is there and he stands up to Creep Boy. And then Creep Boy beats him up, and then he just like lies in the gutter.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
So he was killed because he is the descendant of an OG.
He's Stu's nephew.
Oh, okay, that's the only reason why.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Stu's sister is his mom, and his connection to the new team is he hooked up with Liv the summer before.
Yes.
And she was kind of like, you know, whatever.
What's he doing here?
But that new team thing is a little bit, in terms of the actual master plan of, I know we're now talking about Scream 5 again.
really good.
In terms of the actual master plan of Richie and Audrey?
Amber.
Their master plan is to make it so that Sarah is the killer of everyone. Mm-hmm. So Sarah doesn't necessarily care about who her sister is friends with. She cares about these connections to Billy, to the original killings.
Right. Yeah.
The Liv thing is kind of a red herring.
Yeah, that's totally
I don't think that Sarah kills him because of anything lives in the like the world that Amber and Richie are trying to build. I think it's just that it's a Stu's offspring or
I
love too that it is just a coincidence, and it just so even further solidifies the fact that Liv is just too boring to really matter in this movie.
Honestly, she's kind of too boring to have hooked up with this guy.
She kind of is.
Well, I think the reason she broke up with him is because she's too boring to run with such a dangerous boy. He's getting fucking horror-themed tattoos every weekend. He's always wrenching on his fucking hog.
He spits.
He
does.
He carries a fucking pig sticker with him, man.
So do we have a ship for?
I mean, I don't know. If you run into him, you can give him my number, I guess.
All right. Colin and Creep Boy.
Teenage Colin and what was her name?
Oh, that's Bella. True. He does only like high schoolers.
the cold open kill from this is, of course, Cotton Weary. We talked about it.
Yeah,
maybe
do I have
last
a ship
week.
For Cotton? I used to. I would say in Scream 1, before I knew my OTP would survive for so long, I thought Cotton and Gail, because I didn't like Gail at that point,
right?
So I thought Cotton and Gail were like these could be like two antagonist teams,
right?
Together.
Right,
like Team Rocket.
Yeah, just like that.
What about Cotton and Team Rocket?
That's funny. That's really funny.
They can roll around the countryside with Meowth and just like fucking mess stuff up.
Him never understanding what the mission is.
No,
they're
never.
Just like, he's like, I don't understand what these Pokemon things really even are. And they're taking him around in a fucking Meowth balloon.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh man. All right. Yeah, fuck it.
Jesse dreams
cotton. All right, Scream 2?
Scream 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got, I pulled out four characters here. Mickey, who's Timothy Oliphant.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Feldman, that's the Jerry O'Connell character.
Yep.
Nancy Loomis, Laurie Metcalf, and CeCe Cooper, Sarah Michelle Gellar's character.
Oh.
So Mickey and Nancy are the killers.
Yes.
Yeah, Mickey is probably the hottest Randy.
Yes.
To my mind.
And, well, because he's also killer.
He's also killer, but mm-hmm. even if he weren't, even before you find out he's the killer.
Right, he's mostly filling the Randy role.
Yeah.
Even though Randy is there.
Not for long.
To a point, yeah.
Well, he to a point.
Not for long.
That's interesting, actually. I never really thought deeply of him being the Randy replacement and the one who kills Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of a scary thing, because Randy is instantly turned off by him. Randy doesn't like any of the new friends. He doesn't trust any of them.
Nope.
Sid is his only priority.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, I think he wants to be near her because he knows it's the safest place to be, because he
with the final girl. Yeah,
exactly. And also, I think he has like not like a protector syndrome, but like loyalty. They went through a pretty bad ordeal together. And as soon as he's like, so he's being like socially separated by his replacement and then literally fucking separated at the neck. It's very gruesome.
Yeah. Ugh. But that does make him the hottest Randy.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hard to argue with, is Timothy Oliphant hot?
Yeah, he's fucking hot.
Right?
It's a test to see if someone's dead. If you don't answer yes.
Or an android.
Yeah. It's like something you ask when, like, you know, when someone's like possibly concussed. You're like, what year is it? Is Timothy Oliphant hot?
If they say no, you're like, there's nothing we can do.
You fucking shoot us.
Close their eyes.
One of their mouths. It's the only humane thing to do.
Yeah. Gotta put him down.
What if Mickey, we pair him up with Rob from High Fidelity? Because we've got like two guys that are interested in like making lists and being like pop culture obsessives to the point where their like worlds fall apart around them.
I love it. I want to tweak it.
Okay.
Jack Black from High Fidelity.
Just to get Jack Black from High Fidelity in there?
No, just because they are both the brash loudmouth.
That's true.
Like, Jamie Kennedy, like, has that, but he doesn't have, like, the cool rock and roller edge that Mickey has. And then Jack Black, he's, like, the least, like, cool one at the record store, but the most fun, the wild man, the most talented one, the one who's actually doing something and being ambitious and proactively going after his dreams.
And there is a little bit of that like Jack Black energy when Mickey is like mask off the killer, when he's like just fully going crazy. I think that's good, Kyle. That's better that's better than Rob. I can't remember Jack Black's character's name in that movie.
Barry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck, here we Barry. Go.
Barry and Mickey.
Barry and Mickey, I like it. And I think that it could pull Mickey back from being a murderer. I don't think it's pulling Barry into the murder business.
No.
Because that would be heartbreaking.
I think it ends with Barry being killed in a domestic violence
incident. Holy shit.
Mickey's a psycho.
We cannot ship anything we think is going to end in domestic violence incident.
Well, then we shouldn't be talking about Scream.
This is Timothy Olyphant with his eyebrows combed all the way up.
He's pushing them up like he's a girly on TikTok right now.
Yeah, he was. He was ahead of the curve.
I know.
It's a bad man. It's a very bad man, is my point.
What about Derek?
He's
the boyfriend.
He's a sweet boy.
He's a sweet boy.
He sings in the middle of the cafeteria.
It's true.
He's a doof.
Where was this movie in relation to 10 Things I Hate About You? Because obviously...
Post.
Obviously, that's a better singing to the girl, right?
Yes, but it's a different thing. That one is... Because Patrick Verona's status,
mm-hmm.
it was like very out of... I guess that's what it is.
That's true.
It's very out of character for Patrick to do.
Yes.
But for Derek to do, he probably has done that before. He probably did that in high school.
He probably did that in
high
school.
He probably has done that before. That was not like as much of a... it wasn't as much like a character moment of sacrificing and being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just was like, I'm the big man on campus. I'm going to make everyone listen to me sing and dance.
And to him, this is not like the... He doesn't even consider it as like, wow, I'm really putting myself out there. It's like, man, people are going to be so stoked.
People love when I do shit, bro.
When I get up on that table, people are going to be like, wow, what a story for them to tell.
They're going to be telling their kids about this.
Oh, yeah. And the story ends with, oh, and then he got stabbed to death.
That was...
No, wait, that was him?
That was him.
Wow.
I forgot about that.
I mean, I remember him singing in the cafeteria for sure.
Definitely. I forgot that's how it ends. Sad.
Sad.
Anyway, I guess your kids should get to school.
It's a morning story.
Well, it comes up organically.
Yeah. You're like, you know, this cereal reminds me.
Yeah.
Like, speaking of eating,
tables are what we eat upon.
Right?
I just feel like he needs like a nice person, like
a nice girl.
It could be a nice girl. I think it could be a boy. I don't care, but just like
he needs like a golden retriever, so the two of them can just
Mr. Peanut Butter.
Mr. Peanut Butter,
yeah, from BoJack Horseman.
Oh,
like a literal
dog,
a literal golden retriever
who is just like
who has that energy,
yeah, you
know? But also uses women up. And
that's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
And has to recycle them.
Well, maybe Derek would too. I don't think we've been with Derek long enough to know.
You're right.
Like he, because I mean, someone who's going to get up on the table and like sing and dance like that in the cafeteria,
yeah,
is a like put himself at the center of attention. Like,
yeah, and Mr. Peanut Butter would love that.
You know who else would love that, and who always wanted that kind of attention from the person that they were with, but that person never gave it to them? Riley, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He wishes that Buffy would never fucking do this shit for him.
Never. But no. Yeah, Riley would be very charmed by
that. I love it because like the casting call for that, I'm sure said Jerry O'Connell type.
They would kind of be twin boyfriends.
It would be a little bit of doppelbanging.
Oh,
but
my
okay.
God. They would be on that Instagram account. Boyfriends
and
siblings.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
A very upsetting Instagram account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dating your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And maybe peanut butter is a dog.
Mr. Peanut Butter.
He's a dog man. Like
he's a famous dog guy.
Yeah. So is in this universe? Can he be their pet?
No.
He would, okay.
He's like a human type dog.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, you could keep Goofy as a pet.
No, you could keep Pluto as a pet.
In a sexy way, you can keep Goofy as a pet.
Oh. I'm sorry. He's a good dad. I was like, you know what? All right, fine. I see it. Yeah.
All right, a lot of good options.
So many options.
I mean, honestly, more than I thought we'd come up with.
Yeah. What about Nancy? This is Billy Loomis's mother.
I think she needs...
Laurie Metcalf's character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Loomis.
And she starts as the... She's undercover as a fake reporter to get close to Gail, which is like her into the group. She's very crafty. She's wily. She does disguises, ghost-faced and otherwise.
Bugs Bunny.
Kinda.
Yeah, were you thinking like the Wile E. Coyote?
I don't think Ryan can abide by a shipping Bugs Bunny with anyone.
Right. No, so Bugs Bunny,
he's unshippable.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny's standing there eating his carrot, and then she comes up and she's like, man, don't you wish someone would do something about that Elmer Fudd once and for all? and then starts a fucking murder plot.
He's a psychopath. He does no.
So is she.
Right, but.
That's true.
No, maybe I'm misusing the terms. He's a sociopath. He has no capability of empathy with another being. There's no, he cannot be shipped.
What about like Tiny Toons era Bugs Bunny when he's like a professor at the Looniversity? What then?
That's, we're getting closer.
What about in like 1994 when he was on that really cool stamp that I bought a whole book of?
Only in 2D can you ship it.
He's always in 2D, I guess, except for Space Jam.
That's true.
But that actually, like, because then this could be murders happening at the Looniversity.
Mm.
She's a murderer at the Looniversity?
Yeah.
And everyone's scared except for Buzz because he has no empathy.
Yeah, it's a secret power to taking her down. This is not a ship. This is something else. Kelly, it was your idea. Defend it.
Oh, shit. Okay. Wait, I didn't say, I said Bugs Bunny or. I wasn't saying like it had to be Bugs Bunny. I was saying like Bugs Bunny or like Wile E. Coyote or something. I think Wile E. Coyote more than Bugs.
So, because, why?
Okay, so maybe, okay, Laurie Metcalf sees Wile E. Coyote like painting a fucking like tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, you could just stab a bitch.
So he's
yeah, but he would get an acne
how
knife.
How is he going to stab the Roadrunner? The Roadrunner is too fast.
So this is what she says.
He has tried this before.
And then she goes, you need two. So she's like, I'll be the other Wile E. Coyote.
Okay.
We've never tried it with two coyotes.
And then you chase him towards me. And then I have the knife. He runs right into my knife.
I kind of want to see like a... Maybe not necessarily Looney Tunes, but I'd be down for it. Just an animated Scream series now.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like really cartoony or?
Yeah, like a Scooby-Doo crossover where like Batman would be in Scooby-Doo. Maybe it's Bugs Bunny and Wile E. Coyote meet Ghostface.
In a like Who Framed Roger Rabbit world or like in an all animated world?
In an all animated world.
Are the deaths permanent? Like are they real?
Oh, that's kind of fun. No, I think it reboots... Because it would be like a Halloween special, I guess, okay. In this case, huh?
But even still, I don't think you can stab Freddy to death in an animated special, right? Can you?
Freddy Krueger?
No, from the Scooby Gang.
Oh, Fred?
Fred.
Sorry.
I didn't know you were on terms.
Yeah, we're close.
With Fred?
I just reached for one and I said Freddy. I fucked up.
You're literally crying.
Please, forgive me.
Look into your heart. Oh, I shipped her with John Turturro's character from Miller's Crossing.
Perfect. That's it.
There you go.
That's it.
Sneaky, manipulative fucking killers who eventually just gotta get got.
She's gonna get got no matter what, but... Yep. She can have a nice little ship on her way down.
Any ship room for CeCe Cooper, Sarah Michelle Gellar's character? I don't really remember too much about her other than she's like...
She was a true fucking G, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
she was cool
and she
shit.
Was cool and she was like sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe her and Kirby.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Because then they'll get over the whole like...
The trauma.
Trauma thing. That's like, I have to explain to you. I like experienced this thing. With mm-hmm. It's like, literally, I understand.
Yeah.
Kirby
yeah.
goes to find her for her YouTube series.
And maybe when they meet, they can see like the twin flame thing and get away from all those dangerous brunettes with targets on their back. And
yeah.
just fucking.
Yeah. Yep. Peace out.
Yeah. Just be hot blondes together.
Just be hot, blondes together.
Be hot blondes.
Two hot blondes.
They start a cover band.
Yeah, before a four hot blondes cover band. That's exactly what I was going for. I'm glad that you got it.
They can only play half of the songs.
Yeah.
And
only
and that's
sexy.
It.
Yeah, and then just wait.
Now the original Scream.
OG
Scream. The characters from Scream. Sydney Prescott.
Mm-hmm. Woo.
Tatum Riley.
Yep.
Yeah.
Randy Meeks. Mm. Billy Loomis. Mm-hmm. Stu Mocker. Gail Weathers. And Dewey Riley. Obviously, Gail and Dewey.
Yeah, Gail and
Dewey. Yeah, they're together.
They're so good from the jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it is so obvious that, like, they need to be the relationship holding 5/6 of the movies together. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and who knows? He may be in spirit holding the 6th one together.
Who knows?
We haven't discovered yet.
He could appear as a younger version of himself, in CGI, the mirror. in the mirror.
As a memory and not as a ghost.
Well.
Or a manifestation of psychosis or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like to just call it a ghost because then we introduce a whole new aspect to the Scream franchise.
That there's the paranormal afterlife.
Yeah.
Only for this one guy.
Oh, no. What if they become like forest Jedis? So now Dewey and Skeet and Stu can all like...
Say the phrase again.
So forest ghosts in the Jedi movie.
Force ghosts.
I thought it was because they were in the forest.
You're not being real. This is not worse than Freddy's.
Yes.
Forest.
Wait. I thought...
Because the first one you see is on Hoth.
And they're in
the force. Ghosts.
They're forest ghosts because they're in the forests of Dagobah.
No.
And then later in the forest of Endor.
No, a forest ghost, that's some like Spirited Away shit. That's...
I'm so happy that we all were like, what is this word you're saying?
The worst part about this is I see that I'm wrong, but I have to defend my position. I'm in too deep. I feel like I'm a level 3 Scientology member.
Yeah, you can't back out.
They're forest ghosts.
I feel like you very often do this thing of like, you know, when someone talks and you're like, you've never read that word, you've only ever heard it said. Forest ghosts. Because also, why the fuck would they call it that? Why would they?
But it's not like in the movie. It's
there's
like,
no, there's no way that they would be like, no, not a desert ghost, you idiot. It's forest ghost. No one was confused about where they were when I saw the ghost. Are you having the heats off you?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, I can dry my tears.
So I don't necessarily like my heat quite this hot.
Boy.
We love you.
Okay. Let's think about young Sydney. Sydney in high school.
Making mistakes. Mm-hmm. Choosing the wrong boy.
She likes a bad boy.
You know who else is a great kid who deserves a lot better than those bad boys that are in her shitty podunk small town?
Who's that?
Rory Gilmore.
Whoa. You haven't finished Gilmore Girls,
I don't think you should call her a great kid.
She did not grow very well.
She was before she went to college.
She was okay in high school. I think, like, does Sydney move to New England?
I guess. Well, now that I don't actually ship it because Rory talks too much for Sid.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, she's annoying as shit.
She'd never get a word in edgewise. Like, needs someone who needs to, like, draw out the best in Sid.
I don't want to take away from just, like, what is a great female friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But what about Sydney and Tatum? They're very cute together.
They are very cute together. They're supportive friends.
Yeah, and the world where Tatum lives, and then she and Sid are married, and Gail and Dewey are married, and they like have these weird vacations where Tatum's still like antagonizing her older brother for shit all the time.
Absolutely, that's great.
Ah, yeah, that is a nice little dream.
I like that.
I do too.
That's where I want to be.
Let's take you there, Patrick.
Okay, great.
Yay.
This leaves us with the boys. Randy, Billy, and Stu.
Can I pitch someone for Stu?
Sure.
I know that'll be hard. But we watched this movie together. She's the villain of this movie. Urban legend, Brenda.
That's Brenda's fucking monologue.
When she's like, I tried therapy. It didn't work, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, I think them too.
Yeah. And that monologue pairs very well with peer pressure. I'm easily influenced. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's a hell of a fucking duo.
I mean, she's killing him.
Oh, she'll kill him. Yeah.
Yeah, but eventually. Like, I feel like anyone working with Stu long enough.
Yeah, he's not living.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is a very stabbable young man.
Very stabbable young man.
I like that ship a lot, though.
Thank you.
So that leaves us with
Randy and Billy. And Freddie. I'll take the heat back. I don't care.
Yeah.
So Randy's walking through the forest, and these ghosts appear.
Randy.
Who's like another like archival kind of like oral history kind of character?
Sure,
that Randy would appreciate being with
Sam from Game of Thrones.
Okay, sure.
Samwell Tarly.
They would not.
Energy is so different.
Randy would not be allowed to pass through the threshold of the Citadel in a million years. They'd fucking boot his ass to the curb.
But Randy is the kind of guy who could wind up sentenced to the Night's Watch and having to serve out a life sentence at the wall, right?
Man, I want
to
rewatch Game of Thrones.
I'm tired of this scream shit.
Can Randy go to Pot Pie? What's that guy's
Pot
name?
Pies?
Pot Pie. Hot Pie.
Hot Pie.
Hot
Go
pie.
To Hot Pie's little tavern, and he can be like the entertainment.
He can be like a jester.
Well, a bard of stories. There's a word for it. Like he tell like a
sure
like tells stories.
Yeah.
I'm personally very worried for Randy's safety in the Game of Thrones.
Me too. He does not last long.
He doesn't know any of those rules per se.
Right. Well, there's that like jester who like is in like Joffrey's service, who was just like fall down drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a knight or something, and Joffrey like just poured a bunch of like booze down his throat.
Mm-hmm.
And Sansa like saves him basically by being like, "You should show mercy, King."
Right.
It's true. What a man reaps on his name day follows him for the rest of the year.
Thank you, Hound. So maybe that jester guy can show Randy the ropes and be like, sorry, you just got to get blackout drunk and dance around.
And then is immediately murdered by Littlefinger.
Yeah.
Sansa.
Lady Sansa.
Lady Sansa.
Ugh.
My little bird.
Maybe. And this is more like they would be college roommates who like do hand stuff. But...
You got to watch out if you're doing that with your roommate. You gotta live with that guy for another couple months.
Just be like, I only do hand stuff. Say it every day. You wake up, good morning, I only do hand stuff.
And it's not gay.
Yeah, I think if you got a good enough head on your shoulders, like, whatever, man, I could do 6 months. Life is long, you know?
Sure.
This will be...
But it's another pop culture obsessed, Kevin Williamson creation, Dawson Leary, and Randy.
I like it.
Thank you.
What about Dawson and Randy are dating?
Okay.
Right? Dawson is in love with this guy. He's finally got someone who he can just fucking zip, zap, zop with all day long about fucking movies. And then Pacey shows up and fucking swoops Randy away from Dawson.
Pacey would steal anyone.
Oh my God.
Pacey's the king.
I like Dawson having to chase Pacey for a love interest.
No, that's good.
That is a good ship, though. I like it, Mogi.
Leaving us just with Billy Loomis.
Damn.
Fucked up. Serial killer. Pretends he doesn't have a motive, but he does.
Also, but is very theatrical. What about Angelus?
Batman?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I think Angelus would like get annoyed after a while.
Yeah.
But there would be a very good period for them.
Yeah.
Of just like running around killing people.
Fucking and sucking.
And yeah. So Angelus
literally,
would
sire because he's a vampire.
No, I get it. It's good. Billy fucks
that's
him to
the
death.
Name of, Angelus the name fucks him of, to death. That's the name of the fic.
Fuck it and suck.
Damn.
In parentheses, Billy to Loomis, death.
Billy Loomis slash Angelus.
Yeah.
That is hella hot. And then I like a dynamic where then Billy, the vampire, just gets fucking ditched whenever Darla's bored calls Angelus back. Yeah,
totally.
Literally. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then he really like gets angry and lashes out and does like crazy fucking damage to humans.
I mean, Billy Loomis, the vampire is... That's a pitch.
Cool.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. That's a good name for it too. I like
Billy
the titles
the
are right on the nose.
Yeah.
Fucking and sucking. Billy Loomis the Vampire series, 1 of 7.
Oh, hey guys.
Two relationships.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.